Good Monday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by ExxonMobil.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The AP is reporting the shots were fired at the gate of the U.S. Embassy in Turkey, but no one was hurt. A scoop this morning, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner are in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where they're the headline speakers for Paul Ryan's annual retreat for top donors and political allies. Also speaking, Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, Kevin Brady, Condoleezza Rice, and Mitt Romney.
We've got a first in playbook, the Senate Leadership Fund, American Crossroads, One Nation, and Crossroads GPS. The four outside groups, supported by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, have raised nearly $100 million this election cycle. That far exceeds the $68.3 million the group had raised in 2016 over the same time period. The Senate Leadership Fund had its best July fundraising effort ever, raising $26 million. SLF and American Crossroads have $47.3 million cash on hand. Meanwhile, One Nation and Crossroads GPS have raised $38.5 million through the end of July and have $17.8 million cash on hand. Stephen Law, SLF president and CEO, attributed the July uptick to Democrats' reaction to President Donald Trump's Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh, saying that it convinced our donors of the absolute importance of holding the Senate majority.
The New York Times is reporting that Trump's legal team has no idea how much and what Don McGahn told Bob Mueller's team. The Wall Street Journal editorial board has a piece on McGahn's cooperation. They write, "The bottom line is that readers should remain skeptical about what is reported about Mueller's probe, waiting to see the evidence he actually produces."
Our colleague Darren Samuelson has the Manafort trial preview. Jury deliberation begins at 9:30 a.m. Reporters will be camped out in the courtroom waiting for the jury to end deliberations. The New York Times has a scoop this morning that Michael Cohen, Trump's former lawyer, is being investigated for bank and tax fraud, looking into more than $20 million in loans related to the taxi business he and his family own. Charges could be filed as soon as the end of August.
Daniel Littman wrote that Michael Cohen's attorney Lanny Davis says he's talking with John Dean, the former White House counsel who helped bring down Richard Nixon's presidency. Andrew Kaczynski of CNN is reporting that Darren Beatty, a Trump policy aide and speechwriter, has been terminated after CNN reached out to the White House about him speaking at the 2016 H.L. Mencken Club Conference.
The LA Times has a piece up with Michael Avenatti saying he hasn't decided whether he'll run for president. "My life would be a lot better if I did not," he said in an interview. Does that phrase ring a bell for anyone? And we've got a friendly reminder. We're still doing Playbook on the Road. Tweet us or send us a photo of you, your friends, and companions reading Playbook this August to @PlaybookPlus using the hashtag PlaybookLoyal, or email them to Daniel Littman at daniel@politico.com for the chance to be featured on Friday each week this month. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.